We're visiting today with country music superstar, Curb recording artist Lee Bryce. They're at your house in your very own studio. How cool is that?
It's so cool. It's kind of a thing I always wanted. And really, at this point in my life, it's like with three kids and all the stuff, it's like I got to be able to get work done kind of close to home, because my home time is so precious,
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So today was my girls. I have twin girls, and this is their first day of third grade. So have you sent the kids back to school yet? And is mama excited?
Well, yes and no. My oldest is in school. He had a half day on Friday. He's
Okay.
third, eighth grade. But my two youngest, like when COVID hit, hit the whole, you got a homeschool thing. Well, all these teachers got together and they put this kind of private sort of homeschool together to where you can send your kid over there and they kind of got a school experience, even though they're getting the homeschool thing. And so, but their building isn't ready yet. So they pushed back the beginning of school for another like 2 or 3 weeks. And Sarah's like, oh no.
It just can't come soon enough sometimes. And it's not that you don't love your kids, but just having the, I feel like just having the routine is what you need.
And it just, because summer is awesome, but there's no routine and it's wild and crazy. And I'm gone a lot in the summer, I'm gone a lot right now, do festival, that kind of thing. It's just at that time of year, I work a lot this time of year. But school comes in. It's like, I love getting up and taking Dakota to school, and like, she'll take the little ones to school because there's three of them and there's only two of us. So it's
right.
I don't know how people did it when there was like nine of them, like my,
they died early, Lee. They died early. Well, I've been watching your Instagram, and I know you guys have had some pretty good family time, taking some family vacation. So this summer, did you get to take a little bit off and just kind of reconnect with the family and do some of the things you love?
Yeah, I had to, I knew the summer was going to be packed. And so I went ahead before it started and blocked out like two different weeks. And we were able to recently we were able to go down, and we were going to go to a wedding of a friend of ours anyway, and so we decided to take that week and let it be like a family week. And it was just us, we didn't bring like another couple and their kids. It was just us and our kids and down at kind of Destin area, Rosemary Beach area. And it was really, really nice to just stop and just be together. And we get to do that some out here. Like, I love my farm out here, and they're just running around they drive around and go to the river and do all kind of stuff. But that's different, getting away and actually having a little, it's exciting for them to do something different. And so that was fun. But yeah, we did do that, and we got some, we'll probably have fall break coming and Thanksgiving. And that's when I slow down anyway. So it'll be nice.
Well, tell us a little bit, because you and I go way back. I met you the first time we were talking earlier, but tell everybody a little bit about how you grew up, where you're from, and your roots, because we're going to talk about the farmer song as well, but I want all of our ag producers to kind of understand how you grew up and love hunting and fishing.
And yeah, I grew up in South Carolina, and, all I knew was, every Saturday, Daddy took us, hunting, and we ran dogs and stuff, which a lot of people don't even know what that is these days, because not many states even do it anymore. But we deer hunted, and we duck hunted, and we dove hunted, and we rabbit hunted, and we ran dogs, and we raised them, and we fished all the time, bass fishing. Now, I never went to the ocean. I never did that kind of stuff. We couldn't afford to drive 90 miles to the beach, I'm saying? But so that was my whole life. My granddaddy, both my granddaddies, one of my granddaddies was a dairy farmer, and my other granddaddy, he grew crops and big gardens, and that's just, this is who I am. And so I was able to get this little farm, a small little farm out here south of Nashville, and I wanted my kids to be able to grow up. And instead of asking about an iPad or this or that, they're like, well, how can we hook this trailer up to this four wheeler or this truck? And, and they're driving around the farm when they're 5, 4 years old,
Yeah. It's life lessons.
It teaches you things like, well, we can't do this. I'm like, well, you can, you just got to figure it out. Oh, well, go figure it out. Like, And, you know, obviously I'm there to help and show and like teach, but like learning on your own and just kind of being out and exploring, that's just something that I don't think that a lot of kids these days are getting. And I feel like it's a real life lesson later down the road where they'll look up and be like, well, I can, what do you mean you can't change a tire?
I
Like,
know, like I'll tell stories to my friends, but they're most excited that I know how to weld. I'm like, what? What? Like, what? Like, why is that the thing? But it also, I feel like, teaches really good responsibility too. And a lot of kids these days have no responsibility. So I know for us as a radio station, we love hiring folks out of OSU because they're FFA graduates that have had to work their whole life. So I'm excited.
100%. That's it. That's all responsibility, and then growing up a little quicker too. Like if you're gonna be by yourself, and you're, you know, my 9-year-old and my 5-year-old little girl, they're kind of riding around the farm right now, and they know, like, you know, they can't go certain places, and if they get in trouble, they know exactly where to come, and like they got a little walkie-talkie, you know. And but I don't know. It's just it kind of teaches you those things that I think can help you out later in life whenever life don't come at you just all perfect. You go, oh, well, it's not supposed to. I'm used to this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the farmer song. You've always been a guy that sings about farm stuff, trucks. I know that you've done a lot of things for veterans as well, but how did this farmer project come about?
Well, I mean, we were talking with the folks over at Case, you know, Case IH, and really it was just kind of a brand thing to where that we were just same type of folks, and you know, our everything really matched up. And then so they were like, hey, you want to do some kind of deal together? And so we just got to talking, and in the process of that, you know, I was like, well, let's do something like special with it. And they thought, so we kind of came up with the idea of like writing a song specifically for that really lifts up the farmer. I mean, in like the person who does all the work that makes it to where you can go get in your air conditioned car and go, and or even now, not even do that, just order it online and it shows up on your front door. And without the farmers, which, you know, there's so many things that are going on even right now that are just hurting them. And
Absolutely.
it's like without them, the world will wake up pretty quick and go, what do you mean we don't have like vegetables and stuff to go eat like right now, you know? So I just, you know, we both love the idea of lifting up the farmer and put him on a pedestal they deserve to be on. And I obviously I grew up watching my family, my daddy, my uncles, my granddaddies, my, you know, everybody farming in some type of way. And I know how hard it is. And I know, I mean, my granddaddy was a dairy farmer. He'd be up at 2 in the morning to milk, at 5 in the morning again to milk, you know, 2 in the afternoon to milk, you know, he like 5, 6 times a day. It was like, you know, it wasn't like a normal, this is a crazy kind of a schedule, you know, and he's got 8 kids, you know, like it's just a thing, you know, it's a thing that people don't realize how hard folks work and how much they do. And you know, and really, they don't really get a whole lot out of it. Ain't like nobody, no farmers run around being a millionaire, you know, they're working, you know,
Absolutely. Yeah.
and we appreciate them.
Well, tell us a little bit about the writing process. So, did you write this one by yourself, or did you guys have a team, or how did that work out?
I talked to Case, and I was like, well, the one question I had, the biggest, I was like, look, do y'all want me, because we're doing a kind of a thing together. I said, do y'all want me to like, because I could probably mention like a Case tractor or whatever. And they're like, no. They said, no. All we care about is what we're talking about, lifting up the farmer and like just shining that light on them. And so I just called a couple of buddies of mine that I really just trust when it comes to kind of, if I have a direction for a song, I know we can sit down and we can really just kind of carve it out perfectly together. And we've done it before with certain topics. And this one, I just felt a couple of certain writers that I know do certain things. And I called my couple buddies and we sat down and we wrote what Case and I had been talking about. And I turned it in. I was like, guys, is this kind of what you're thinking? They were like, this is perfect.
Yes,
So
yes.
out. So it was good, and we love playing it live. It goes over well, and people appreciate it.
Well, I was going to say you're playing some farm shows, and of course I'm biased because that's my audience. But man, farmers in the audience, and you're singing a song about them. That's got to be pretty feeling pretty good.
Right. I mean, I'm making them out to be, you know, Brett Favre, you know, like superhero, you know.
I bet you don't see a lot of crowd surfing, though.
No, they tired. They've been working all day. They want to sit.
Well, I know you've been doing some shows and a tour. So how is all that going? I know it's been a crazy summer, but you've got some more dates coming up. So going pretty good.
Yeah, it's been great. I pulled a couple of great guys together. I've always felt like doing a tour with your friends always ends up just feeling more fun, not only just for us, but I think the audience and the crowd and the fans kind of get that vibe too. Whenever it's not just people that are on a tour and they don't really know each other, you know, short of that tour, I feel like it's always been cool to see people that I know are really good buddies, and I know that they'll pop on each other's stages, or that, you know, they're just having fun backstage. And so, you know, Michael Ray's been a buddy for a long time. And then Jackson Dean, he's just an old soul in a young man's body. And he's awesome. His voice is great and his music. And so it was great getting to know him. And then a couple of my other great friends, Tyler Farr, and we've been friends forever. And so he's, you know, stuck in for a few dates, and Tim Montana. And so, yeah, we've been just rocking. I mean, it's been a hot summer now, let me tell you. I mean,
Oh my gosh. So bad. And if you play outside, I don't know how you do it. I had softball practice last week. It was 105, and I thought I was going to die. So with you having all the equipment on and all of your band stuff, how does that work?
It's
bands.
I kind of have to. I either do one of two things. Either I like literally rest as much as I can all day long and like save it up, and then I just go for it, which I kind of have to do anyway. But if it's real bad. I mean, I have been known to get in the shower with all of my stage clothes on and go ahead and soak them down
with
cold water already. So when I walk out on stage, you don't even know I'm wet. You just see what you see, and then it keeps me cool, and I end up sweating. But, so I've even been known to do that. It's one of my little tricks of the trade there, but.
I was going to say, this is like the Lee Bryce cooling towel, but it's like the whole, whole thing. Well, you've had so many big hits and your career has really just taken off. What would you say is, because I know you've also written a bunch of amazing songs for folks like Garth Brooks and huge stars. So do you love writing more, or do you love performing more, or what's your favorite?
It's all one thing to me. It always has been. You know, I was singing when I was a kid and playing an instrument, and I was like, well, I got to have something to sing. And in my little brain, I thought, you know, my little 9-year-old brain, I thought, well, this person on the radio obviously wrote this song, and they played the guitars and they produced it, and they did. So in my little brain, I thought that's what I had to do. So I started writing songs, and I wrote songs so I could sing them, you know, and that's what I do still to this day. I mean, sometimes I've got a big pile of songs that are sitting there waiting on me to get to. I can't get to them all, and I love them all, but some of them, you know, some other people hear and they go record, and that's such an honor always, you know. But I really can't hardly separate them. I mean, I love being on the stage and singing, and I love sitting in the studio and writing, and I love getting in the studio and like pulling in what I heard kind of as we're writing the song, what the song was going to sound like with all the everything else going on with it and producing. So all of it is kind of one and the same to me.
You realize, though, your brain doesn't work like normal people. Like, that's what I've had to realize of folks that love music and do music. I think you're sitting there thinking, oh, you know, Michael Jackson, he just, you know, no, it's like an amazing gift. And I've got a little girl that sings now, and she'll just go and start playing something on the piano. And I just think, man, your brain, God gifted you the coolest brain of musicians and singers. 'Cause it's not everybody has that.
Yeah. I mean, you can learn a lot of stuff. You know, I feel like anybody can do anything, but there are some people that are just gifted, and there's some people that, you know, God just touched them like in a whole different kind of way. Like, I'm, you know, I have to work really hard at what I do, but there's some people I feel like they don't have to work. They just, you know, God just kind of gave him a special gift. So, but I don't want to waste the little bit of special he gave me. So I'll work hard at it.
Well, we sure appreciate you and appreciate you giving back to the farmers. We're going to put up the song so that everybody can hear it and get a glimpse of it. But tell everybody just kind of where they can go to see where you're at. Do you prefer folks like follow your Instagram, or are you a TikToker?
I'm not. I don't have any of that stuff on my phone, I can tell you that. But I do send in pictures and stuff for people to post on. I know I have the pages, Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, but I decided to take all that stuff off my phone because I just feel in my world, I don't have enough time to look at all the rest of the world stuff. I just got so much going on.
And it's like 5% good and 95% stuff you don't ever want to hear about.
That's true. LeeBryce.com. I mean, it's all over the place. You know, we got all the channels, I'm sure. I don't know exactly how to tell you how to get to them, but I'm sure you Google up Lee Bryce and figure it out.
Yeah, you're kind of a big deal, so we can Google you, but so great to reconnect with you. Thank you so much.
See you, and I hope we get to see you soon.
Absolutely.